Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.
KD8 AVA mobile.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 20 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 24 degrees.
M8RHK. K8KCI. K8KCI. M8RHK.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
KD8 AVA mobile.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
KDHAVA, mobile. November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo, NARHK. K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK, you on frequency, Jeff. K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK. Nothing heard, N8RHK, chest name clear.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 23 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
Can I hear somebody walking or ride, driving home? Yeah, they think you.
KC8YVF mobile.
That's what I thought I heard. I was in the other room and I just heard it off the noise from the radio.
Yep, on my way home. Just left about 5 minutes ago, so still got another 15 plus 20 minutes to my commute.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't have to worry about anymore, thank goodness. I did get out and go vote, so I did my duty there.
Yeah, I did that before I went to work this morning, and then headed in after that, left a few minutes early, and went and got that done. I didn't want to have to go after work, but get it done in the morning. It definitely wasn't crowded. Unfortunately, yeah, you get these off election times, they don't draw a lot of participation, and that's too bad, because in this case, we were electing at least who we wanted to represent us coming, I'm not sure if this was for state, Senate, Matt, or whether it was for national, exactly. But yeah, unfortunately, these off elections don't draw a lot of attention.
Yeah, this one was for the state. The gal that ran for federal and moved to federal, but they didn't fill her vacancy until now. They're getting started on it now. But it only took them a year plus.
Yeah, that's correct. I forgot what it was for, but... And then there's, so this was just the select who's going to be on each side, and then I guess May, first Tuesday in May is the actual election for the seat, so we'll see what happens then. I just hope it doesn't get any worse. The dumpster fire keeps growing here with all the crap that's going on, and I don't know about... Michigan-wise seems to be getting some things done, but national-wise, it's just a mess. Nothing's getting done, nothing's getting handled, and it just turned into a raging dumpster fire all the way around.
I tend to agree with your appropriateness of the terminology for it, because that's just about what it is. Alrighty, I heard you. That's right, say hi. Yeah, I don't know. Can you hear me now? You changed channels. You went over to 2-3.
N8NT, PN, KC8YVF.
There, I just gotta get the button, right button pushed. And again, PN.
Yeah, I'm not sure how exactly I hit the button, but I might have went down, I think I went down to turn the volume up a little bit, and the control knob for the channels is right below it, so I must have bumped that with my gloves on here. I wondered why I got a different station that I wasn't familiar with, so, oh well. But yeah, it, like I said, I'm hoping to retire at the end of this year. We'll see where I'm at the 6-month point. And as long as things don't go south in the financial world, it might be possible.
Well, it is a change in your lifestyle, but if you plan it carefully, you can, not doing great, but not doing bad. Existing. It works. And it ends you.
Yeah, like I said, right now they're paying me well enough. It's to sit in a chair for 8 hours a day, other than some days I feel like I'm wasting my time. There are better things I could be doing, but for what I'm getting, I might just stick out another year, get another year paid on the car. I bought a newer car last year and got a couple more years to pay on it, so I'd like to get that paid off before I retire. But then it'll be due to replace my wife's car, so you're never going to kind of get away from that at some point until we get down to one car.
Yep, been through that. Except I had to get the camper paid for before I retired, so I was close. When I retired, I had about 2.5 months left on the camper, but I made it. Close.
Yeah, I know how that is. Like I said, the only really payment other than house expenses and that stuff is the car payment and insurance and that on that type of stuff. But yeah, I've got too many cars sitting in the driveway. I've got to get rid of a couple here. I'm still driving my dad's old Impala to work and back. It's 16 years old, but it hasn't so far cost me a dime other than gas, oil, tires. That's been about it. I did put a new set of struts on it last year, but it's still running, so it's still a good car for work and gets decent gas mileage for the commute. The SUV, actually miles-wise per gallon, is about the same as the car, but I don't want to put a lot of miles on it. I want to be able to keep it for a while. Not have to deal with it, but one I got to get rid of for next year, coming up in summer or fall or whatever. I got to get rid of my old van that I got, so I'm down to 3 cars in the parking lot. Basically, my wife still got her car, and she wants me to get rid of this too and just go down to the two. But I don't want to have to put that many miles driving back and forth on the SUV. But of course, during summer I end up taking the motorcycle majority of the time, so that takes a few miles off the car. It's about 100 miles a week in commute.
Yeah, I run around with my little Prius, and I try to keep it up over 40 miles a gallon. So if you're careful with it, you can do that. It'll do it. Of course, to make it up with the camper gets about 6.
Yeah, I know. If you got a truck pulling a camper, I know a couple of the guys, that was about it. One of the other guys in the club got a newer truck for him. He went from a Ford to a Ram with a Hemi in it. And he said, boy, his gas mileage dropped from what he was used to. I said, yeah, you got a bigger engine and a bigger size truck. The Ram dwarfs the other pickup that he had in size, too, so That's going to do it. All right, Doug, I just pulled in the driveway. I'm going to go in and complete my work day at least, and I do got to run to the store tonight, and then I've been doing some 3D printing projects, and I got to take an inventory of the screws that I have to make sure I've got what I need, and then I want to get Harbor Freight has a couple of inexpensive part holders, basically, little plastic boxes. Because right now they're all in packages and that, and I have no clue exactly how many I have of any one. So if I get a couple of these part boxes, I can throw all the screws in there, label them, and then at least I can physically see when I'm starting to get low on one type of screw for these projects. So right now I don't know. I'm going to have to take an inventory and see what I got. So we'll talk to you later. We got probably see you Thursday night at the Midland Club meeting and possibly Friday at the Savara meeting. So 73, have a good night, KCNYVF.
Yeah, have a good day. Night. Have fun. My collection of those, I've got somewhere in excess of 300 drawers down there, all hanging on the wall. So, and it ends here. Talk to you later.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 21 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 18 degrees.
All right, this is KFA-EDQ listening.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 18 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 18 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 18 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 17 degrees.